Blog Talk Radio.
Centric Church.
Hi.
You know, guys, Dustin,
how you doing?
Dustin Wright
Pat
swore up and down
song.
He's going to call in tonight. Dustin swore he's going to call in tonight. I don't believe him.
out.
I don't believe him either, man. We'll see.
Whoa. Dustin's here.
Hey.
Hello there. Beautiful Patricia Owens and my beautiful
Hello,
brother
sweetie.
Luca.
Hi, baby. Hello. How you doing?
Pretty good. Missing you. Missing your sweet love.
Oh.
What's about it?
I've got some beautiful heaven stuff to read to you from Aaron. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. When we all get started. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
We got
wow,
some
wow,
good
wow.
stuff tonight. Got a lot of, you know, I had a lot of learning today.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bunch of learning last night. I had a bunch of learning today. And then I got to share with my brothers and sisters. And Dustin, I think you got to preach for us tonight, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
And then
sure, I'm looking forward to it.
You know, we talked about in the morning show, the kind of the theme of tonight's deal is we talk about heaven. Oh, and Miss Stacy, Stacy has a word for us, which
great.
I think is pretty awesome. She's going to read that for us this evening. God. Yay, Stacy.
Stacy the Jamaican.
The Jamaican with the bananas.
The bananas. Loving words from the Lord, I'm sure, as she always does.
Well, we'll give
and,
you some words from
DNI. Maybe Leah is going to bless us tonight with a little giggle. I don't know.
I love her laugh.
<That's amazing. laughs>
So cute.
Shorty Pete.
Oh, so sweet.
Love her. You guys are the bestest. The bestest. This is
hey.
The bestest group of people.
Dustin.
What up?
I have a special delivery from Judy from the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
She says to tell you to share what you talked about on the phone with Katie yesterday. Something about 101 ways to go home early.
101 ways to go home early?
Something like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, about us basically being suicidal, ready to get out of here. Ready for a translation. We might translate ourselves before the translation. I guess that's what she's talking
about. Lord, we're here. Oh,
Lord.
Okay.
You better come get us. It's getting weird. It's getting weird. We're getting bolder and bolder, Lord. You better come stop us now.
Oh, she said she was kidding. Sorry.
Oh. But, yeah. That
I think
funny.
I'm the retard here.
Oh, goodness.
Well, you guys, I miss you guys a lot. I love this church so much. I want to say,
oh,
man.
Oh, amen.
First of all, I want to thank you guys for your blessings and your prayers for my brother, Michael, which is my mm-hmm. friend I made the video about. He's actually getting bonded out. He'll be bonded out in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a major blessing, and I will be going to
wow.
see him shortly with family, going to
Good.
See him. I can't wait to see him. This guy really is like my brother, like you guys are my brother and sister, so I'm so thankful for
sure.
that.
And, sure. One family.
And, yeah, I will be back with my brother Jason in the morning, even though that's as credible as God saying he's coming today. I will be back in the morning with my brother Jason. Till we get translated. I'm looking forward to that, brother.
Oh.
And, yeah, man, so, okay, my whole, since I haven't talked to you guys, I haven't been on either show since about March 3rd, the
yeah,
day before my birthday.
Yeah, we missed you.
The day before my birthday. And, it's really been, challenging to say the least. God has really been proving to me and showing to me that these are my last few days here, having me do some things and just, you know, strengthening me up. But one of the verses my mother taught me when I was a youngin' that goes for everybody. It's Philippians 4:13, is we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. So there's nothing we can't do
right.
through him. If he brings you to it, it's to get through it, that's for sure. So there's nothing that we can't do. And I actually do have a little message that was brought to me through, from God, via Jason Chambers, the lovely, beautiful Jason Chambers tonight.
Oh, that's
talk
so
about
sweet
before.
And blushing.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to kiss your beautiful face in the morning, brother, for the show.
It is
can't
a cute
wait,
face.
Man. It is a cute face, man. You have a wonderful face. I love it. I have posters of you all over the room.
Oh,
yeah, but just a wonderful face. That body is,
That body.
Girl,
I know what you mean.
Okay.
I can't even look in the mirror sometimes because I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah. You can't look in the mirror because the mirror's too small. Oh,
what is this? Jason tonight.
I love you, Jason. Don't worry.
So much for sitting
you,
on my pedestal. I'll just step off the pedestal now and come back down to earth.
Oh, my gosh.
Jason, you're going to be a bodybuilder in heaven. It's okay. You're going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hey,
I've done that
armor
before.
On.
Not all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, you got to keep it up.
Everybody has to lift heavy stuff all the time is what happens. Oh, you're strong.
Stop.
Here, go. Here, help me move.
Yeah, that's what you're for, man. You're a juggernaut. You're a juggernaut, okay? You help us. When we got problems, you just knock them out of the way for us. That's what you're here. You're the leader. General. Jason Chambers. Okay, but yeah, you guys, okay. I want to say that God has really spoiled this church for being as bold as we are. He's really spoiled this church for being as bold as we are and persevering through what we've all been through in our lives. So he has spoiled us in his spiritual blessings in the knowledge that we have about, you know, what's going on. He spoiled us in our fellowship that we have with each other. Yeah. He spoiled us in the confirmations that we have, all of that. And God really wanted me to put on my heart tonight to say to us to make sure that we are not looking for the rapture translation to solve our problems, but willing to go through anything to get there. Be ready to face it all in these last few days here. Because he spoiled us and we know we're leaving, to be prepared to, if we had to face anything, be ready to face it before we get out of here. You know, everybody knows that God, Jesus died on the cross for us. And he's not asking us to die on the cross, but this church is just so blessed. But, I mean, this country is so blessed. If you're impoverished over here, it's nothing like being impoverished overseas. We're just so blessed in general. Our situations are nothing like the situations of most of the world right now. And as far as this church, bringing it back to this church, I mean, all of us are very blessed. We're very blessed, but we've all gone through a lot of things, and that's why he's spoiling us now, because these are our last few days here, and all he wants to do is make you happy right now and strengthen you up. So, you know, just be grateful in these last few ticks of time, because these are the last few very little ticks. These are the last ticks we have. So I'm so excited for getting back on the morning show and the evening show and just finishing it out with my family.
Well,
you guys are my family. So, I'm really excited about that. Yeah, for sure. This is what God has put on my heart to say right now before I go see my brother.
You got to hang with us.
For sure, got to hang with you. And
You better. Every one of you guys out there, we love you. Oh, my birds won't shut up. Oh, go ahead. No, they go crazy. They hear me.
I know, my parrot's a retard, too.
Oh,
I have to leave the room so much because it starts yelling. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got this squawking thing. They can sing so beautiful, and now he's just making all this horrible noise.
I know. Birds are retarded sometimes.
You know, part of what the Lord's been showing me through other people and through experiences and stuff like that is, you know, when you have something that's bothering you, and let's say, you know, whatever, somebody says something that makes you angry. Well, if it's something that, you know, is disrespectful, that's one thing. It's another if it just doesn't agree with your spirit. And so you get mad. And so then you start feeling guilty, like, oh, I'm not supposed to be angry. I'm not supposed to be this. And so you can go and ask the Lord to take your anger away, but maybe that anger is there for a purpose. And I'm not talking about when people use this righteous anger to come against people or whatnot. I'm talking about when you go to the Lord and you're like, I'm at my wit's end here. Okay, give me something to go off of here, please. You know,
amen.
And
amen,
you know, everything that he's been showing me and the dates that he's given me to come to pass has built my faith, has built my walk with him. And it's for me personally, I believe that it was to get me to just look at him and trust in him only, knowing that he does have a perfect time, and as long as I'm here, I'm learning more. Because when you get to heaven, which is kind of the theme of tonight's deal, is that when you get to heaven, if a person that lived their life like a heathen their whole life and then gets saved on their deathbed, they're not going to be standing next to, you know, like a priest, pastor like David Wilkerson, who served the Lord his entire life. And so there's different levels, and that's where you've heard people talk about going into heaven and sitting in classrooms. And we're all going to have that. We're all going to have heavenly training. It's we still have here on earth. It's what we still have. So let's just use the 144,000. You know, if the Lord's shown you that you're part of the 144,000, and you know, and you, and he's basically been building you up and making you stronger and making you this or making you that, then he's doing it because of where you need to go in your walk. You can't rely on heaven. Heaven doesn't solve your problems. Jesus does. Mm-hmm. And if you're walking with him down here, then it's going to be a seamless transition into heaven. But if you're relying on heaven as opposed to Jesus to solve your problems or to give you the strength or gets you out of, you know, whatever it is, it's one thing to miss Jesus and want to be with him. It's another to say, you know, I don't want to have to trust the Lord with all my problems. I just want to leave. And, you know, part of the 144,000 part of this is that if you're – part of the 144,000 is you're going to be serving God. You're going to be serving others. You're going to be serving everybody. You're going to be basically trying to win the hearts and souls of the people that are left behind. And are you doing that now? You know, are you walking that walk that he's wanting you to walk? I'm not putting it on you as work, but it's not like you get to heaven and blink, all of a sudden you're this loving, caring person that loves to serve. You either love to serve, and you're doing, you know, the Lord can tell you to relax. Well, what do you do when you relax? You know, for some, they share their heart and try to build people up in their faith. Others spend time with people to try to, you know, help them in their walk. All these different things. It's not about works. It's about what do you do with your time when the Lord tells you you're done. And this isn't to put a burden on anybody. It's what the Lord has shown me personally is, you know, we could all just sit down and go, okay, everything's done. When I get to heaven, it'll be fine. But is that part of the test? Is that part of what we're supposed to be doing? The Lord will tell you directly and always go to him for everything. But if you don't like serving other people now and don't like sitting and taking the time now, is the Lord just going to make you magically want to do that? Or is it from the heart? Is it genuine? Is it authentic? You know, do you do things for the blessings that store you up in heaven, or do you do them just because you genuinely care about someone? Part of this is why we're still here, is because we have all been learning some aspect of this. And he can't take us into heaven. He can't take the people into heaven and just wave his magic wand, and all of a sudden you're just this completely different person.
He wants you to understand. He wants you to understand.
You know, he calls us all to him, and we all have responded, and we're all growing. But for me personally, if the rapture is 6 months away, I'm okay with that. I'm not saying it is. He's telling everybody no more time, no more this. But he has been preparing us, and he has been building our faith and building us in our strength and joining us all together. And that's what we've been talking about, is the stuff that the Lord's been putting on me and other people, is that we join together arm in arm and lift each other up.
Yeah.
And when we get into heaven, when we cross over into heaven there, we're going to be in the realm of the distance of faith walk. It's not about works. It doesn't matter if you were a preacher for 50 years and did all this. It's how much faith you had in the Lord. It's how much you trusted him. It's how much you did the things that he put on your heart. Did you do most of the things out of your own flesh, or did you do it to serve him? It's the...
Yes, sir.
You know, if he told Pat, I'm sure he's told you, hey, Pat, just relax. And she quit helping all the people she helps and taking the time out of her day to send over these messages to people in other countries that don't get it. And so she sends them stuff every day. Well, what if she stopped doing that? Would the Lord be okay with it because he told them to relax?
No.
No,
we all have something to do. You got to ask them.
And
just ask them.
I'm guilty.
They'll tell you.
I'm guilty of it. There's a person that I've talked to that kind of wore me out because they didn't want to listen. You know, they were basically full of talk, and you could see where the person wasn't hearing from the Lord, and I was trying to show them that to hear from the Lord, and they're just like, yeah, I don't, you know, just when's the rapture? And I'm like,
oh, wow.
You know, and I've been there too, though. I've been there too. You know, I wanted the rapture. You know, the rapture, heaven sounds pretty awesome. We're going to talk about it later. But we all have something. Are we really trusting in the Lord? Are we really, really trusting in the Lord that he's got this all good? Are you okay with waiting 6 more months? No, I'm not either, because I want to be with Jesus. But if that's his plan, then I'll stick by him and I'll do whatever he has me do in the time that I'm here. And if he has been preparing us and he has been bringing us together, it's for his purpose.
Yes.
And so our work is, his work is never done.
Right.
I am not a complete Christian. I am not completely walking all in faith, and I'm working on it, thanks to my brothers and sisters who point these things out to me, and it's like, you know, you can go further, you can go further. And I never, I will never say, now I understand everything, guys, I got it now, I got it figured out. Because when you start having things figured out, and you get into that safe zone, you stop growing.
It's like you haven't learned anything, you got to keep learning. It's always like the first time. Yeah, there's always
Dustin,
something
more
to expand on this.
Yeah, I do, man. And then I want to show you guys what God's been showing me lately since I haven't been on the show. But yeah, man, that's you just hit it on the nail. Like I said, I've had some things never happened in my life happen in the last week right after I turned 21. And I felt like God said I wouldn't even turn 21. But the thing is, if I'm here, I know he's going to bring me to it to get me through it. That's the point, like you're saying, man.
Right.
Like I said, Philippians 4:13. We can do all things through his strength. And if he has something he wants you to do, like you said earlier, Jason, we were talking, your job is never done. Even if we have angels clapping for us because it's time, your job is still not done, even if it's just to uplift some people every day or just to let people hear your voice or your insight. Our job's not done until we get translated. So just the fellowship and joke with each other, that's your job, to make someone else laugh. If you have the opportunity to do that, then God's going to bless you for doing that. So that's really awesome, brother. That's an awesome message. And I do want to say for everybody out there, give you some hope, give you some, you know, let you know what God's been showing me, because we are leaving. I really think the translation might be this weekend, but you guys
honey,
know
I thought it was last night. I thought it was last night. Oh, my goodness.
You're right, Pat. I did too, man.
Oh,
I did too.
Oh, my goodness.
This whole thing with this Malaysia flight thing, that's nothing but God preparing.
It's weird. That's weird.
That's nothing but God preparing the world, because our flight is leaving soon, and it's going to be a rapture flight. There's going to be millions missing this time. So when that article came out, it made every family think. If you've ever heard of it, all it does is make you think, what if I had some family members that vanished and even the government couldn't
find them?
What if I had some family members vanished and even the government could not find them? That's what it makes
they
every
can't, there's
family
no closure
think in the
for
world.
These people. There's no closure. At least if they knew where the plane went down, there'd be a closure, but there isn't. We don't know where they
there's
are.
None.
Well,
and I honestly think, Pat, that God translated the plane. And I know if he did translate the plane and the government has anything to do with it, they're doing it for the rapture. They're going to prepare people's minds and thoughts through a disappearance act. That's what
they're racking
for.
Their
so
brains up to find a story to give people about this plane because they can't. They can't.
Yeah,
they can't figure it out.
That.
Nothing makes sense. Radar doesn't make sense. The slick on the thing they found wasn't from the plane. Something else they found wasn't from the plane. So where the hell heck is the plane? You know, where is it, guys?
Got packed.
I hope those 239 people are up there with the Lord, you know, having a glass of wine, you know. Hey.
Mm-hmm. That's hilarious.
I hope they're happy.
Saying, I'm up here.
Don't worry. Hey, you're up here. You're coming up soon. We're saving some good wine for you, you know.
Yeah, for real.
Don't worry.
That's what
they're
doing.
Don't fret. Forget about the plane. We're up here. Let's hope.
Pat,
you know,
Pat, that's amazing.
Some of the stuff that goes on from this is that a lot of the Lord's messages have said, come to me, come to me, come to me, come to me. You know, he wants you to go to him with everything. He wants you to. He doesn't want you to brush your stuff under the rug. He wants you to bring him your frustrations. If it doesn't sit right with your spirit, it's not like, oh, Sally Sue said this and I'm angry about it. It's, you know, if it's something that doesn't sit right, he wants you to go to him.
I had stuff today, and I said, Jesus, I give this to you, and I'm not going to repeat it 1,000 times. I'm just telling you this once that I'm concerned about, yada, yada. I'm not going to say blah, 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 for blah, forgive me, blah, yada, yada, yada. And it's like, I know he's going to take care of it, because he said that as I read from here, if you have something you can't do anything about, give it to me. Give it to me, and go back to the peace within you, and know that I will take care of it. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to take care of it that minute or that week, but he will take care of it, because why? I trust you. I gave it to you. You said to. I did it. So I'm going back to the peace within me. I'm going to continue, you know, witnessing or whatever you have me doing, you know, being a family here or sending off stuff or just going to the store and talking about God. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to worry about what I asked you to do for such and such and so and so. You got to, that's the trust level you have to have, like a child to their father or a wife to her husband. You know, I trust you. You're going to take care of this. And I could just get that to people. Trust him. Give it to him. You know.
Do you really want to get to heaven, though, and be behind? You know, behind, you really want to get there. I mean, you're going to go to heaven. You're going to have these great things.
Oh, I
want to
go
really
here,
want to sit
but
there.
I'll go crazy here for him. I'll go crazy here for him until I'm there.
What I'm saying, though, is that you really want to get there. Because when you get to heaven, you're not just, boom, everything's great and everything's solved. There's learning.
You're
gonna
learn.
It's still a process.
You're
still
going
to
teach
things. So why not make
we
it to where you're there
teaching.
And you can just be as close
we
to him as possible,
teaching.
Walking in Christ.
Yeah,
and
we will be teaching.
Yes,
we will
and
be
so
teaching.
It's giving him everything. Really
yes.
trusting in him, guys. Really,
here
really
and
trusting in him.
Here and then. Yeah, everything. Whatever talents we have, he will use it to bless people in heaven. He will use it to bless people here. You know. I'm going to ask him, well, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do?
And the more you get to him on earth, the more he's going to pave the way for you in heaven. You'll have certain things off the rip. Everybody's going to have to learn, but as far as when you get there, no, you're not going to hunger or thirst, but at the same time, there will be things that you want to involve yourself in that it will help you on earth, you know, if you give your life to him sooner and help you.
Absolutely. Jason has to learn how to run
amazing. You just, exactly. You'll learn things in heaven. Everybody's going to learn. Everybody's going to learn things for sure.
I couldn't resist.
I can't wait to learn how to ride a horse. I want to ride a horse, Pat.
Oh, I'll teach you all. You don't even need a saddle, and you just train the horse by the mane, which way to go. You don't need a saddle. I mean, you do if you're going to go in warfare, you know, to pull up the horse, but, you know, but you don't need a saddle. You know, just get on the thing and go. It's fun.
Hold on, guys.
You got to post. Oh, it's fun.
Here's the thing. This is the way I look at it. And I'm not doing this to spook or scare anybody, but the people that are left behind are the people, even some Christians, the lukewarm Christians or whatnot, they're left behind. And the elopture is something that us being taken before the rapture. And so we have to be ready above, we have to have supernatural faith and strength and a supernatural walk with the Lord, which is what he's been pouring out through his Spirit. And if you're not ready, if people aren't ready to go in the rapture, they have to stay here for wrath. I don't want to see anybody left behind in this elopture because they were not trusting with the Lord with everything that they've got. And I don't say that to spook or scare anyone. It shouldn't scare you.
No.
It should be something that, you know, is you sit there and go, okay, hold on, let me do a, you know, personal inventory with myself and the Lord. You know what? Reach out to your brothers and sisters on here. Grow in your faith. Grow with your walk. Trust the Lord with everything. Be his servant, his love. You know, Jesus was a servant. He served everybody. And that's what
I'm going to cover up the birds for a bit, because this one is just like cuckoo crazy. You
don't be left behind. Don't be left behind.
No, you're too
noisy. That's so amazing.
Oh, my
even
God.
Say
but I don't know what's triggering them off. When I get on
I'm
the phone, they go nuts.
Guys, I'm not talking about someone that has struggles and trials. If you're going through trials, the Lord's building you. And though it's tough to do it at the time, he loves you and he's building you up because you're going to be stronger. And everybody can be stronger. We can all learn. None of us have it all figured out.
Nope.
And so what I'm saying is go to the Lord with everything. Walk so close to him and give him everything. You know what? Last night I had to just kind of have it out with the Lord, and I was angry about some things. And it had nothing to do with when the rapture is. It's just my own personal walk. And I could have just said, hey, Lord, let me be that happy-go-lucky person and just take away my anger. But no, I won't settle for that. I have to have an understanding. I have to have a perception out of it. And he's showing me so much since then. And it's out of the love. I want everyone. I don't want anybody left behind. You know, the gym guy called in last night and talked about 60 million going in the worldwide rapture based off the numbers of 6,000 taken in the elopture times 10,000. You know what? That's not good enough. We can do better than 60 million.
A lot better.
You know, there's times in my life, guys, when I was falling away. I was the bad person. And I am so glad that the Lord didn't come then. And I hope that for all my brothers and sisters here, no matter who it is, that they don't have to suffer the wrath. Now, I know that people are going to have to do that. But if we're not ready to go and serve the Lord in the capacity that he needs us to, then we're going to be here until we get it.
Right.
Amen. Amen, bro. You're right, wow. Jason. Good word,
yeah.
Brother. That's
Luke,
the
can
show
you talk on
we
this
all leave.
What, Jeff? Yeah?
I was asking Luke if he could kind of expand on this, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, okay. This morning the Lord told me something pretty cool because I didn't want to go to work. He said, you'll understand how perfect my timing is when you get here. And I was like, you know, touche. But, no, seriously, though, like, we're going to be up there and we're going to look back. It's like, wow. It's a good thing he didn't come at this time, you know,
right.
Even though we want him to come right now. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if we really do trust in the Lord, why don't we just trust that his timing's perfect and not get upset if
right.
the date passes or anything, you know?
Right, right.
And the Bible says the joy's in the journey, so why can't we have a good time until we get there, you know?
Yeah.
Rather
and
than
we're
be
reaching
all
souls. We're reaching souls.
That's what the church is for. That's what this
we're
church is
reaching
for.
Souls.
If you want it to be a really seamless transition, I mean, think about it this way. I mean, do you want to be angry and, like, broken when you get taken, or do you want to be, like,
be happy.
Happy when you get taken? That's,
yeah,
like,
happy.
A true seamless transition.
Yeah.
Like, if you're happy and serving the Lord, that's
we trust.
All you really
trust.
Need. That's what you're going to be doing in heaven, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What we will
Man,
continue
Luke,
to learn in heaven.
Rockstar Luke, amen.
If you want what the Lord wants, then you'll whatever it is, you know, in your own personal walk. For me, I love helping people. I genuinely just like helping people. I always have, and it's not for people to like me, because I don't really
exactly.
care if people like me. You know, it's just because
mm-hmm.
I just genuinely care. I know what it's like to, you know, what need some help. You know, oh, you know, you're moving, and nobody shows up. You know, who hasn't been through
mm-hmm.
that one? You know,
mm-hmm.
it's just being there and help people. I don't like you either, Luke. you know, it's that genuine care. And so if you're part of the 144,000, you're serving the Lord. You're doing the Lord's work. And so you're having to be very obedient, and you're having to be very patient with all the people that you're working with to win souls, to basically rip them from the enemy's hands.
Mm.
We're all in that. Yeah. We're all in that. And I'm not doing it to tell you to run out and stand on a corner, but... maybe we could take that extra little time and talking to people. Maybe, you know, reach out to that person if the Lord's had us all grow in a way. Maybe it's reaching out to a person that you thought of before. Maybe it's just you coming to him and trusting him with everything and really saying, you know
right.
what, Lord, I want to see you so bad and my life sucks, but I know that if we're still here, it's because you have a bigger plan for us, and thank
exactly.
you. You know, and thank you for
yes.
letting me be, you know, all that. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
now let's talk
just
about heaven.
Be honest.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of that, I actually am about to hold two. I'm about to take two posters to the local high school soon. And it's going to say Jesus is coming or something.
Great.
I'm going to put it on the front door just to do it.
Yeah, they'll rip it off, but it'll be up there for a little bit.
Yeah, it'll be up there for a little bit. Somebody will say somebody's crazy.
It'll touch somebody's heart. Some kid there will think, even if you mm-hmm. save one soul. I mean, you saved that one soul, you know. You do what God wants you to do, and he'll take care of the results. And just follow through, even if you don't understand it, you know. Because sometimes he has you do strange things you don't understand. But
you know what's so amazing? You got when did he bring this church and this family together so we could
yeah.
realize we are getting translated. But he did bring the leaders of the 144 literally to this specific church, the leaders of that group. So you know what I mean?
Yes.
We do have large responsibilities. We do have large families that we interact with. We do have large responsibilities. There's nothing that we can't do, you know, so it's just so lovely. It's a really amazing, man, because I love all you guys. We all have different personalities. Just, and even if you're somebody that just listens to these shows, you are just an important part to the family like everyone else here. We need each other, you know,
yeah.
so definitely speak, you know, if you want to speak on these shows, definitely speak because you're family. Family, so.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey,
so
Stacy, are you with us, sister?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, sweetie.
How are you guys?
Stacy,
okay, how are you?
Warrior
Henry?
Bride.
Strong warrior bride.
I didn't hear you, Jason.
Hey, Stacy.
Stacy, powerful warrior bride.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a warrior bride. Woo!
You are.
Jamaican princess.
You know, Stacy.
Hi,
Justin. Yeah.
Hey, Stacy. I love you. Miss you.
I love you, and I miss you, too.
Yeah.
I'll be back
in
the morning.
You got translated without us.
Yeah,
I just came back today.
Yeah.
I got family.
Oh, yeah, yay. I'm glad you're back. You're with us, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
He's doing his 144K work already.
Yeah.
It's actually very significant. I was doing some strong battling. It's very significant that I wasn't on the show. I mean, it really was. And it's significant that I'm back because I think we're leaving this weekend. But we're about to start battling, Luke. We're going to be battling soon. We're going to be doing some real battling.
Stacy's got a word. Stacy's got a word that's going to bless us all.
Yes, Stacy.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready. Let me get it. Let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay. Anytime.
I'm going to hold on just a second, Stacy. Pat, I got to mute you for a second because it's giving an echo,
yes.
And I want to make sure everybody can hear it. So I'll bring you right back off as soon as she's done reading. Now the echo is gone. We're a miracle.
Okay.
Go ahead, Stacy.
So basically today all day I just felt very weepy and just felt I couldn't shake it at all, just crying in my spirit, and I just did not understand it at all. I actually text Ashley a couple times, and I was just praying, and then after a while I said, Lord, what is it? And he was like, get a pen and a paper. And normally I don't write things down. Normally I just keep things in my head. And this is the word that I got when he told me to get a paper and pen. Okay, I have paid the price for all their sin. They have rejected me. My heart is broken. I am weeping for my children. Daughter, I wish for not one of my little ones to perish. This is so hard, but a weeping as never before will sweep the land. I have held back long enough, but no more. I must intervene, or no flesh will be saved. For my bride, my elect's sake, I must intervene. Time is no more. Your
wow.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Wow.
And I can see that once I finished writing that word, that heaviness that I felt actually just lifted off me. Seriously, it's like it was such a burden that was on me, and he wanted me to write this, and he wanted me to get his attention. And it just lifted. But he is so, it's about to happen. And then he reminded me that 2 or 3 weeks ago, I dreamt that somebody intentionally left some kind of gas thing on. So when I heard about the fire in New York City, my sister was actually down there, and she's the one that called me. The Lord brought that back to me that's not accidentally at all. That's just something that is being planned. And there is more. It's, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be devastated throughout the land, and it's going to be a lot of weeping throughout the land. But he has to do whatever he has to do, and he has to come because not one of us will be saved. That means for the elect's sake and for his bride's sake, he has to intervene, and he's doing it now.
Yeah, Scripture says
so.
That. If he didn't intervene, the elect wouldn't even be saved.
So that's the word.
Be beautiful, honey. Thank you.
Awesome.
Amen.
Awesome, honey. Awesome.
Thank God. I can't carry that thing in. I had to like write, and I was at my desk at work, and my boss was there, both my bosses there, and I couldn't even talk this morning. I was like hiding underneath the table trying to listen, and they just seemed like, when are you all leaving?
Aww.
But yeah, he's coming, and he does not want to do this, but you know what, for our sake, but he promised me, those that have family members, pray, because that's what I called my sister and told her. My niece lives in, works in Manhattan, too. And I said, just pray for her. Just pray for your family member. Just pray for them, and God is faithful to keep them. But he's doing what he has to do to preserve, and not only to preserve, but to save many lives.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to mute myself. I'll be listening in, okay?
Okay, honey.
Love
you,
Jamaican princess.
I love you, my Jamaican bacon man.
Have me some bananas in the morning.
Cook the bananas in the
Judy,
bacon.
Oh, Judy ate all those. I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning watching
bananas.
Her videos. And
oh
I'm like,
gosh.
Saturday night doesn't have nothing on Judy. Seriously. She had me rolling in my bed.
She's a trip. What a trip. She's got your bananas. You got to go get them back.
Yes, well, she got my bananas.
Come get
all
them
of our bananas. We should write each
cool
name
though.
On the bananas.
Oh, my gosh. She is a hoot.
Okay,
God bless.
God bless.
All right,
bless
sweetie.
You,
good to hear you laughing.
I'm here if you guys need me to chime in, but I'm going to mute
sweetie.
Myself. Jason doesn't have to mute me.
Oh, here,
oh, she
baby.
Told you, Jason.
Cuco, Luco. Listen,
Cuco,
that
Cuco,
is, what do you guys think about these towers that fell over in New York? Is it not?
Isn't that something?
Did you hear about it?
I think Jesus has
and
to be coming
Los
pretty
Angeles
soon.
Los Angeles, too, has a big fire. You know, with condos going up, you know, yeah. There's fires. There's more fires than explosions. Like, just it's too much. New Jersey just had one. Two people were killed. There's nine missing now out of Harlem, and three dead. I mean, it's cuckoo. And then where are all these people in the plane, you know? Come on. Whoa.
Come on.
Stuff is happening. Wake up. Wake up calls. We've got to be more. Every day is an adventure. And what's with Israel?
On that notepad, I kind of want to put a prophetic spin on everything, let everybody show at least what God's been showing us, showing this church, because a lot of stuff that he shows me, he shows it through this church, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but this weekend is very significant. I know you guys probably heard Eric Smith's words. A lot of people feel like something about the 14th. I know the 15th we've been looking at for a while, because 15th is the number, that's a date that he gave Judy, it's a date that he gave Katie, and it's actually a week before when he told me the Great Tribulation will start, and he actually told people around the world the Great Tribulation will start on March 22nd. And the 23rd is actually the one-year anniversary of the Pope, and they keep hyping that up, and I know God's not happy with that. It's the false prophet. Something significant is going to go down. Judgment is going to come for his one-year anniversary. God is not, he's not pleased with that. So
and
I really honestly think we're getting translated in March. But I also want to tell you guys about what Judy's nephew told us months ago. Judy has a 13-year-old nephew named Gabriel, and God told him months ago that April would be his return. Now, months ago, all of us, we were like, no way, we want to leave now, we're leaving here now. But now, this kid did not know about the Passover blood moon. He did not know anything about John Kerry forcing the peace agreement by April, because he didn't know the Great Tribulation starts in April. He just knew what God told him, the return to April. But that is the truth. The Great Tribulation does start. Passover, the first prophetic feast of the seven, is on April 15th, and that is when the blood moon is, and that is when John Kerry is trying to force this peace agreement when it must be done, because we must be out of here. This is when Obama's 42 months starts. But God told me March 22nd, so I'm still going with March, and I really believe our translation will be this weekend and in the days to come. But prophetically, that's where we are, you guys. Nothing has changed. It's no less amazing, and we are still leaving by then. We are out of here. We won't be here for May or June. And this is the thing. Be strong in knowing these things and trusting God, because, you know, if we had to be here May, June, and July, of course we would. But we're not, you guys. We really are leaving either late March or early April. And I really, we believe this weekend.
Yeah. April's
I honestly believe
nasty.
This weekend. I'll be
April's
shocked if
be
we're
nasty.
Here Monday. Like, I truly believe if this Rapture Sister Church is here Monday, I will be floored shocked. But if so, just more and more stuff is going to come out, like the Malaysia Airlines thing. He's just going to keep gifting us. He's going to keep giving us gifts and keep strengthening us up, and we're going to keep fellowshipping until
and we're going to keep reaching souls. That's so important, Joe. He loves how we reach souls and comfort them, you know, and let them know they're not alone in their trials and sufferings.
Amen.
You know,
so
this is very important, this ministry.
Very thankful.
To preach to the people and tell them, or just talk to them, you know, and let them know, you know. Don't leave Jesus out. Don't leave him out.
Amen.
Talk to him. We're going to talk about heaven.
Heaven sounds wonderful.
Heaven, I'm in heaven.
We're in heaven now.
We are.
So
that's,
you know,
what he's doing, guys. He's given us a taste of heaven big time now, and it's like we're floored. We're not used to this. And it's like, whoa.
You know, a really smart person told me today that heaven's touching earth. And yes. I think that's a really good way of putting that. You know, all the spirits that we've all been going through, the growth, the strength,
yes.
the everything.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Stacy feeling the Lord's emotions today to
yes.
bring her to a point of the feeling that she was getting, and plus following up with the words that followed it. And it brings, basically, it's bringing the Lord a lot of anguish
yeah.
to do what he's doing. And
yeah, of course.
You know, we want to see him.
He's
he wants to see us. But
yeah.
he's been preparing us. He's been preparing the world. He's sent out warnings and all this. And so really with the heaven stuff, I think can go along with along the lines of the teachings and things. And so, guys, if the Lord has shown you something about in heaven, like Stacy shared before about her garden or, you know, any of those things.
Yeah.
Call in and share. Let's talk about heaven. Let's talk about the things that are out there. It's, you know, heavenly focus.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Anything God puts on your heart, please share it in this church, because you're welcome to. For sure.
Yeah.
Leah.
Yeah.
We yow.
Yeah. Yeah, I have some of her words on heaven is so beautiful, personal with the Lord, you know. You want me to read some of this?
Yes.
Okay. God calls, he says, come up here, Aaron, come up, and he's so happy and cheerful. And she said, this is Aaron, as I stood worshiping, I felt the Lord's hand on my head. Spiritually, he takes her up there. I turned and hugged him. I wept as he held me for some time. I felt this amazing healing warmth as I cried on his shoulder. Without saying a word, he took my hand and led me through the open door into his home. He didn't let me stop to take off my sandals. He took me right into his inner courtyard. I continued to cry. I hadn't felt like this ever. He walked me over to this beautiful little spring, and he drew a cup of water out and tasted it. He smiled and gave it to me, and she said, I gulped it down. She said, I'm sorry, Lord, this water is the most amazing water. I no longer thirst. He smiled and laughed. He took my hand, and immediately we were on a bridge in the back of his home. There was this massive wall of chiseled stone, of cut marble, and this incredible flow of water out of seven large there were seven large rectangular holes in this massive wall. The sound was like Niagara Falls, massive. The power and the outflow from this could, like the cities of the west coast of the U.S., easily with hydroelectric power. And he says, he walked me to this overlook. He turned and put his thumbs over my eyes and held back my head. When I opened them, I saw him smiling at me. He motioned for me to look. There, with these amazing eyes, I could see with micro super sight, like panoramic binoculars. I rubbed my eyes. I could see perfectly. I could see heaven from this vantage point. I'm not sure how I knew this, but I didn't just see 1,000 hills. I saw the seven valleys surrounding each of one, seven valleys for each of 1,000 hills. I saw an ocean. I saw beaches, villages, and beautiful estates. I saw amazing mansions of so many different styles. I saw amazing things in the air as well as the sea. It was beautiful. I was still crying as I realized I had only seen the valley of God in his garden and the valley in which I will dwell, meaning all of us too, that this, wow, he has truly prepared a place for us. He turned to me to the east, earth east. I had been looking west, and there I saw the city of God. Its shape, it shone bright like the sun. The Lord waved his hand over my eyes, and then I could see the walls, the gates, and the city itself. I couldn't believe how beautiful it was. It was truly amazing. The jewels of the Ephod, it's E-P-H-O-D, were inlaid with the foundation of the city. What relief, as this was a wall surrounding the city which could never be breached by the enemy. The people who dwell in the city of God are free to go outside and do not have to fear the enemy. They are not prisoners. So, and the whole time he's holding my hand. And I was very small in stature to him. I squeezed his hand and smiled. He squeezed mine, and we were now at his balcony overlooking the clock and calendar of God. He waved his arm and set the moon and stars in the pool surrounding the clock, and then he set the sun and the stars of dawn and early evening in the in-between portions. Still nothing was said. I looked and saw that God's ring on the clock had become smaller as many more events had come and gone. So he had a clock and a calendar up there that he was showing her things. And so it just goes incredible. Oh, my goodness. description of being in the house with him. And she goes in on how the tapestries are, how the rugs are, how the furniture is, and awesome, you know, and she dines on a little, she dines with him in his house. I mean, this is going to be for all of us as well, you know. But she said she's just an example of showing us everything that awaits all of us who are faithful, and that how sweet he is and how happy he is. And, you know, he's just so precious and just loves to be with us and shows us all these wonderful things. And there'll be, and there were hills of snow glistening, and there was a lions, and the lambs were running around the lion. There was nobody eating anybody else, you know, on the snow. And there were polar bears, and everything, the animals playing, and just everything so happy, you know, very, very happy. She says the valley was breathtaking. It was every sunrise, every sunset, every beautiful sky I had ever seen rolled into one incredible painting, God's Valley. It was this beautiful foggy mist again with this nourishing dew over half of the valley. The sun was breaking through at times, and the beams of light highlighted the olive groves. I saw another highlighting a meadow pasture with sheep next to the river in the distance. I looked closer and looked, and I saw a lion, too, but it was sleeping on its back. This concept still was so foreign to me. I giggled as I saw young lambs playing with their mother and rolling around near the massive sleeping iron. I began to cry, even as I write. What an amazing sight, truly. I scanned the mountains. I saw beautiful snowy peaks. I saw snow glistening like silver and diamonds. Even though snow can be difficult here at times on Earth, I had joy that there was snow here. It means that he really does have storehouses of snow, which is spoken of in Job. I scanned to another lower mountain range, and I smiled as I saw a beautiful vineyard. Well, many. These jeweled grapes were so impressive that when the beams of light were shining on them, the grapes glistened in rainbow colors like a prism from a crystal would reflect. I had never seen this before here. I sat there sometime. I heard the Holy Spirit, Aaron, breathe deep, and she giggled. So how sweet is that? And songbirds.
That's amazing.
Talks about the birds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She said, the sounds were amazing. I heard sweet sounds of songbirds. The songs they were singing I recognized. I was laughing as I saw a large group of little birds flying together in an amazing display, perhaps even a thousand of them. They made designs in the air. They were white with gold, so when they would fly through one of the beams of light, you could see the long ribbon in the sky of gold. I believe one of these songs I had heard was Amazing Grace, but it was amazing, not sad at all, but very uplifting, and I was laughing again as I thought I recognized Revelation song. The songs were so beautiful. I began to hear the orchestra in God's house behind me. I began to hum the Revelation song. I raised my hands and began to worship. This was the ultimate worship experience. Every cell in my body was raised up in prayer. No gravity. I was now standing on the step, still looking toward the valley of God. These beautiful flowing channels of water lined the stairs. These small little pearl onion fish were dancing in the water and leaping out and back and again. As I worshiped God, I thanked him, and I have never been so thankful for him before. Up here, I know what it is like to be alive, nourished, and healthy. I am young here. As I stood with my arms raised, I felt something like rain over me, and the rain fell and spun around, and I laughed. It's just, she goes on with all these beautiful. There was no God's worship, to worship God fully with no judgment, with no one looking. Wow. I had tears pouring down my cheeks as I received the rain on my face. I had my eyes closed for a moment when I felt one of these beams of rays of light over me. The rain was gone and the sun dried me off so quickly I laughed because I was soaked. The ray of light was so warm, I felt something like a rush through my veins. It was warm inside my body, but my outer skin felt cool. I felt healing in my body. I stood there for some time. I prayed. So see, this is for all of us. She's giving a whole, and this is just, what I read to you is like one-tenth of what she's got listed of how heaven is and what he showed her, you know. And
wow.
People working on mansions. And so, like I said, whatever your talents are here or your gifts, they're going to be used up in heaven ceaselessly. You are going to be busy.
Amen.
You are going to be busy.
Amen.
I'm going to be busy making pizza, okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to put you to work.
That's beautiful, Pat.
Yeah, no,
you know,
but this
guys,
is how.
You know,
go ahead.
No, it's great. I just call in. You guys got Stacy unmuted. I got Leah unmuted. I'm trying to recognize. Yeah, 580, I'm not sure who that is. We're talking about heaven. And so what has the Lord showed you about heaven, or what have you been seeing about heaven? What has you excited about heaven? 580, who's 580?
Hey, this is Michelle. How are you?
Hi, honey.
Hi, Michelle. Good. How are you?
Hi. I don't really have any revelation, but I'm feeling what to call it.
Having trouble hearing you, Michelle. It looks like your phone's cutting out.
Okay. I was being led to call in to share my testimony.
Yes.
Oh, definitely. Share, please.
Okay.
Go ahead, honey.
All right. Basically, I was, I grew up in the church and everything, and I went to church every Sunday, almost every Sunday with my parents. But, going through school, I was incredibly shy, and so it was really hard for me to make friends. And so I really struggled with that, trying to fit in, and never really felt like I did fit in going through middle school and going through high school even. And I remember it was in middle school I realized that actually, in fifth grade is when my dad passed away. And later that spring is when I realized I wanted to become a meteorologist. So basically, I put all my energy into just studying because I thought, oh, there has to be something better than high school out there. And so I put my energy into studying because I wanted to be popular, but it was really hard because I was very shy. And so I was like, well, maybe I can just graduate, get my meteorology degree, and get on air, become a famous meteorologist. And so I was putting all my self-worth into that. And so that's what I concentrated on in high school and then going into college, of course. And after college, I already told you about how I got my job. And so once I did get my job, I actually wasn't an on-air meteorologist position, but I eventually moved to Texas and got my job. And as soon as I got here, I joined a singles group at a local church, met some great people. But after that, I actually got in a relationship with a guy in the church, but it, looking back on it, it definitely was not the Lord's will, and we had different viewpoints and different morals and everything. And basically, I dated him for a year and did a lot of stupid things in that relationship, and after that year was over, I realized I needed out of the relationship, and I felt like I was too far in to get out. But luckily, I had a friend who was a Christian counselor, so I talked to her about it, just poured out my heart to her about what was going on, and basically she said, yes, get out immediately. So that's what I did, and immediately I just felt this peace on myself that I was walking in the Lord's will again. And basically I've come to learn over the years that my self-worth doesn't come from either getting a boyfriend, the affections of a boyfriend, or having people like me, or being popular, or being pretty, or having a great job. I just realized my self-worth comes from what God thinks of me. And
yes.
If you try to look for it from anything else in this world, with the things I've listed, even money, good job, good spouse, you're just not going to find it. You're just going to be disappointed. But God is the only person who will give you your self-worth. So that's what I've come to realize through all this, that just look to him, let his love come into you, and get your self-worth from that.
Amen.
Awesome, Michelle. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's everything. It's God. God, God, more God. I know. That's what it's all about. Thank you, sweetie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you for
Since
sharing.
Since you're really walking in his love and you really get rid of all those burdens of the world, it's awesome. Has the Lord shown you anything about anything in heaven or anything?
Not really.
What are you most excited for?
Just being with Jesus, really.
Amen. Amen. Oh, wow. Yes, ma'am.
Mm. Awesome. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, that's what it is. Want to be with Jesus.
Amen. You know, guys, I always like it, Michelle. I really appreciate you sharing your testimony. I'm always like it when people actually call in and really open up and really talk about their walk.
Because you help.
You know, it's
others.
Like, how'd you get here? You know, because everybody's different. And everybody, deals with different things. And Michelle, I really want to thank you for really having the courage. And obviously, the Lord put it on your heart, and call in and share. And I know you bless some people, and I wish more and more people would do that.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And I just pray every day that he just gives me the strength to get through the day until he comes.
Amen. That's a prayer we all have, boy, I'll tell you.
Yes, it
give
is.
Give us the strength to get through every day until we're with you. Amen. Thank you, sweetie.
Wow. Stacy, are you there with us?
I'm here. Can you hear my screaming
share
child
it,
in the background?
No.
No.
Okay, I'm going to try to share a couple of my heaven stuff. Okay. About 2 months ago, I had a vision that I was driving in a car, and the car was running into another car, but the angel literally put the brakes on. And I saw the mansion that looks like castle. It was aqua, and it was in the hills. It was the most amazing sight. I cannot explain it at all. And then I saw the angels in the heaven. And then that's when the Lord told me that heaven is about to collide with earth, or this time is about to, like, collide with the next era. So he has to put the brake on it. And that's when I saw, so I don't know if somebody in chat said heaven is about to kiss earth or something like that. Well, that's what's really happening. And that's the reason why I was allowed to see the mansions in the hill. And it was very hilly. It was beautiful, gorgeous, and they looked like castles. Okay, that was like 2 months ago. Around in 1998, I was home. My mom was, she was an evangelist. She preached all over the world, but I never wanted to go with her because I never wanted the attention. So I would stay home. And it was bright day, it was light out. And I would go sleep in her office. There was a small bed there. So I went to go lie down, but I never made it all the way down to the pillow. The only thing I remember is just being, I think it was flying over the most amazing place. It was all I kept saying, oh, this is paradise, wow. I mean, it was just amazing. And I remember seeing, I was a baby Christian, so I didn't even read the Bible then. I remember, and I was not sleeping. I went to lie down, and I was taken away. Just as Paul said, I don't know if I was in the spirit or in the body, but I was taken away. I saw a river, and the river was like glass. And I saw short trees alongside the river, and they were like planted alongside the river. And then I saw a crown, and the crown was like the crown that Wonder Woman would wear, or King Solomon in those movies, those solid crown. But there was a big pink. It looked like light pink diamond in the center of the crown. And then I fell back to earth, I guess. And I was depressed for months because I felt like I was out of my element. I felt like I was in my element there in heaven, which I was. And I just didn't want to be here. Everything around me looked just disgusting. And recently I had another
vision. Sorry, Stacey, I was saying, wow, I had my mic muted.
Oh, you had yours muted?
Yeah, I had myself muted. I was trying to comment on your deal. I was like, that's awesome. And I was like, kind of got quiet there. I was like, that's weird.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. I was like, wow, Jason's gone. He can't mute me. So the next thing I saw was after my mom had passed away, I had a vision that I was standing next to her at my kids are just acting up. We need to go school so they can go live on their own in heaven. I was standing at the bottom of a fall, and it was the most amazing fall. And there were diamonds coming out of the fall, like water. It was like gemstone coming out of the fall. It was completely amazing, and I knew I was in heaven. And another one that I have was, I think it was either going up in the rapture or what, but I was basically going up, and the skyline of heaven made New York City look like a dump. It was amazing. It was beautiful. I cannot explain what I see because it's in my spirit, because I would tell, because I know when I'm going, because I could feel my spirit leaving, and I know when I'm leaving. And I'm like trying to look around and trying to take in everything. And it was just amazing. And I was like, Lord, just imprint it in my spirit. And he would. So I can't explain it at all. It was just amazing. And that's when I saw myself going up, and I saw the buildings, the sky, the brightness, the colors, like dusty pink. It's just heaven is a real place, and it's beautiful. And that's when I had the same vision, within that same vision, I dreamt that I was back here on Earth. And that's when I saw all the fireballs coming down with the long tails, and I was helping different people. And, but yeah, that's some of my heaven experience.
Beautiful,
I used to have experience.
Beautiful. Beautiful, honey. Thank you.
I used to have experience where. Oh yeah, of course. When I heard you talk about your mansion and it was up in the hill, I was like, because when I first saw it, I was like, I wonder if that's the Raptor-centric church. Are we all going to be living on the same block or something, or party on the block?
Woo-hoo! Oh yes, block party, personified.
That's what came to my thought. They were like castles. Castles. It was just, I cannot explain the what they look like, but they're absolutely beautiful, and nothing that this earth has ever seen. And another one that I had was I would have experience where I'm diving, and I'm in my bed, and I would have, this was my early walk with the Lord. He did this with me a lot. He would put me in the water, and he would say to me, just breathe. And I would be going down, and I would just breathe. And I'm enjoying this experience, and I'm like, I don't want to wake up. And if I think too hard and my heart starts fluttering, I literally would come out of it. But when I'm still, he would take me there, and I would swim. The water was like perfectly warm and perfect temperature. And he would just give me amazing experience. And they became far and in between, but I'm enjoying them, and I can't wait to be in heaven.
Amen, honey. Amen.
Okay, so call in,
you
all.
Sweetie.
I want to hear your heaven story.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm going to mute myself.
So I
want
to see somebody even just try to one-up Stacy's story. That's
wow.
I know.
No wonder
beautiful.
She can't wait to get out of here. He's shown her so much of heaven.
Yeah.
I'm glad he hasn't shown me that much
of heaven. He has, Jason. Jason, what the Lord has done for me and what he has. And he did more. I just can't remember because I never write any of my dreams down. I don't write dreams down at all. I just remember them from years and years. And I'm about to go mute my kid right now. So let me go mute myself and mute them, okay?
Apparently, Stacy's kids are going to feel the wrath of Stacy. I remember when I was a kid and I used to get in trouble.
Uh-oh. Yeah, me too. I got switched for it. It straightened me out. Yep.
Let's see here. I'm going to bring somebody else on who can really one-up these. It's got, I don't know who this is. 347. Hello, 347.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
So, God has really been talking to my heart, like, a lot this past weekend. And I have an experience to share. It's not really, like, a heavenly experience, but it's an experience with one of my sisters in Christ. It was yesterday I was praying and talking to God, and I was asking him to protect me from the spiritual attacks that happen sometimes late at night. And then one of my sisters in Christ said she wrote me a prayer, and she asked God to protect me from the darkness and the evil forces at night. And I thought it was just such a big coincidence, because I was just talking to God about that, and I found that to be really amazing. And then in the middle of the night, out of nowhere, I felt like my arms started lifting up and like a presence in front of me. And I think it was God reminding me that he was here with me and protecting me at all times.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sweetie.
Has the Lord showed you anything about heaven?
He did show me a vision, and it was on the day of the rapture, and he had his arms out, and it was like a bright sun, like a bright kind of like golden shine behind him. And you see how like how long we're waiting now? Right then, it felt like there was no time. Like when you get there, you're going to like, you're not going to remember how long you waited. That was pretty much it.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow.
What are you looking forward to the most when you get to heaven?
To see you guys and see Jesus, of course.
Oh, yes. Amen.
You got to go, okay, we're going beyond, of course, see Jesus. Everybody's going to say, see, I want to see Jesus. Of course, that's A number one. What else? Food? The game?
Yeah, the food and my lost loved ones who are there.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
And the new environment. Because, like, it's like heaven is hidden from everybody. Like, no one knows, and, like, a lot of people lose faith, but when you have faith, everything is so easier, because it's like there's no hope for any humans if there wasn't a God, you know?
Right. Amen.
And
amen.
It's like I feel so grateful to have a God who you can pray to and talk to. Like, it's wonderful, you know?
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes, it's true. Yep.
What's your first name, young lady?
Salima.
Salima?
Yeah, correct.
That's a nice name.
Okay.
Pretty.
That's a beautiful name.
Yeah, it is.
Thank
must
you.
Be one of them.
Very pretty.
Must be one of those East Coast names. You don't hear like that here in Kansas.
Thank you.
You ain't from around here, Selena.
Yes, it's beautiful. Very nice.
That's
name.
Wonderful.
Well, thank Selena's you for sharing on
it. Pat's looking forward to heaven. Stacy's looking forward to heaven.
I'm looking for a wham.
I don't think anybody's story is going to one-up Stacy's. You know what, though? There's Leah here, and she's just sitting here all quiet, not saying a word, and I know she's going to chime in, unless she's at work or something. Leah, are you at work?
No, I'm not working. I'm off finally, but I can't. There's nothing I can say. Stacy was, like, amazing, and then... Like, Kat was reading, like, Aaron's. Like, how do you, you don't say anything. It's just, be quiet. It's beautiful.
I look forward to it. It's waiting for us. It's waiting for us. And a whole lot more. I only read you a pinch of what you said. From time to time, I'll just read it to you. Or you can go yourself. You know, Sparrow's Barn, and you just click on all the dreams, and everyone can read them, you know. But they're awesome. They're just awesome. Awesome dreams. Very hopeful. You know, very very enlightening. Oh, just
Leah, what are you looking forward to the most in heaven besides seeing Jesus and besides seeing your lost loved ones? Let's get to the nitty-gritty here. What are you looking forward to?
Food.
My pieces.
Hey, man. I'm going
to
be
I promise not to serve shrimp
curry.
And no shrimp and pineapple, I promise.
I love curry. I love all kinds of curry.
Oh,
Indian
curry,
Thai curry. Love curry.
Oh,
I can eat seriously
to die for.
Thai
food.
I eat curry constantly.
Yeah,
I
Indian
love
food.
Curry.
Oh.
And so I know heaven curry. Heaven curry is going to be like awesome.
Yeah.
And I like, you know, like, the, like the Indian curry, where you get the naan bread and you dip it in your curry and you're eating the curry
with
the naan
absolutely.
Bread.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just, it's awesome. And you make, I use paprika. I make a chicken with paprika sauce. It's good. And you can use curry as well.
It's just curry. I know that you guys can be like, oh, my God, what's that smell? And be like, that's Jason at the wedding feast eating curry. Like,
yeah,
he's been eating
join
it for 4 hours straight. I'll take full advantage
well,
of eating as much as I want to have it.
It'll last 5 minutes because you're going to have a lot of visitors.
I will tell everyone to leave me alone. I don't think you guys understand how much I love curry. Plus, there's no Diet Pepsi up there, so I'll be in the old withdrawal.
Oh, you will. Listen, if you want that, he'll have it for you. Are you kidding? Of course
he already told me no.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, there's two things that I've asked for from the Lord. I said, one, I wanted my heavenly name to be T-Bone. He said no. The second one was that I wanted to have Diet Pepsi. He said no. So
he'll give you regular Pepsi, and you don't have to worry about it.
I don't like regular Pepsi. I like Diet Pepsi.
You don't? Really?
I don't put sugar in my tea either. I like unsugared tea.
Wow.
I don't like anything with sugar.
Oh,
I'm a grown
something wrong
man.
With you. He ain't normal. Oh, man. Sweeter the better. Oh,
okay.
Gosh.
Leah's looking forward. Leah, what's your favorite top three foods?
That's hard.
What?
Huh? That's hard. You're like favorite top three foods. I cannot choose. That would be like, so no. Can we break it into groups? Okay, so we have like sweets,
groups.
Like dessert.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll break it into three course meal.
Dessert. Okay, you start with dessert.
That's right. Some people do. No, some people do.
And then, man. I don't know. It's really hard. I like so many other foods. I mean, other than
exactly.
taking dessert.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
The rest I would be fine. Like, give me some, like, some cake or some ice cream or a donut. See, I have a sugar problem.
You're not alone. I mean, I can't have a lot of it. I have to cut it out, but you're not alone. Amen. Oh, dear. Jason will have to have a table all by himself because he doesn't want any sugar.
That's right. You guys keep your desserts to yourself. I don't want
to keep
desserts.
We won't save you any desserts.
He won't eat curry, but he won't eat seafood. What's up with that?
Who doesn't eat seafood?
I eat shrimp. I don't eat fish, that's for sure. Fish is
for shrimp and
chills
lobster.
Like milk.
Lobster's
you know,
my favorite.
Milk is
oh,
something you give up when you quit being a baby. And drink milk as an adult. You know.
Jason, do you eat like crab and lobster? I didn't think that was your thing.
I'll eat crab, lobster. I just don't like fish. You know, like
fish.
I love grilled shrimp and grill. You know, lobster's good. It's just like it's not that big of a
wonderful.
Deal.
Well,
but like when I was out in Vegas
butter.
One time, they had the Alaskan king crab legs, and they were like sliced mm-hmm. down the long ways, and it was
yeah.
really, really good. But I won't dip it in butter. I just eat it. Maybe put
yeah.
some pepper on it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys just don't know how to eat. You're just not from Kansas, so you don't know how to eat. It's okay, though. I'll show you in heaven.
I don't know. You don't like sweets. And I like drawn butter with the lobster, so I don't know. I can't even play.
Well, you won't have to worry about running out of butter.
No, no, no. Oh, my gosh. Jesus, are you taking notes?
I think he is.
He is.
All right, I'm going to bring somebody else on here. I got 818.
Okay.
Hello, 818.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi. Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm at work.
Oh, okay. You got a heaven story?
Do I have a heaven story?
I don't have a heaven story,
but I am, of course, looking, number one, looking forward to Jesus. Number two, looking forward to being married to you-know-who. And number three, I'm looking forward to meeting all of you.
Oh, amen.
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 Yeah, but, yeah.
Mm.
I'm looking
forward to
knock those out real quick, so I feel like we have to push for something else.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to being married. But no, my favorite pizza and beef dip or Italian dip and cupcakes.
Yeah.
And Leah, I am all about the sugar as well. Yummy, anything
Amen.
Sugar.
Amen. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You guys
are
gonna get spiritual cavities.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
No such thing as spiritual fat. No such thing as spiritual cellulite. No such thing as spiritual
cavities. Nothing. 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 Just enjoy. Oh, he's good to us.
Sorry, someone just sent me a very funny text. I'm looking forward to just like hanging out and just pure peace. Just that quiet, and you know, because I've always asked the Lord for that place away, and I want, you know, I like being around people, but I also like my alone time very much, and I'm looking forward to that peace and just the serenity in heaven and being away, and you know, it's like when the Lord showed me my home in heaven. My wife was by the pool, and she was just standing there, and she was naked. And you know, I'm not saying that anybody got the wrong ideas. It was wonderful, but just the same. You know, it's that's the kind of peace you have. That's the kind of freedom you have. It's not like, you know, it's not like you'd be doing that, a bunch of people running around. And so I thought that was really cool. I love that peace and that, you know, quietness of the country. Yeah, it's awesome.
Beautiful. We will definitely need
Intana,
to come to the pool.
Yes.
High five for coming out and talking about you and Mr. Man being linked together in heaven. I think that you should encourage other people to step out and show them and talk about what the Lord showed them about getting married.
Well, I don't know if they know.
Maybe there's some people that know.
Oh. Yeah. Ooh,
and they know who they are, and that's why I'm talking in this tone of voice. I think it's awesome. I think it's really cool.
Yes.
And you know, that you get to be excited about it, he gets to be excited about it. And
Yeah. I don't know if he's excited, but I'm excited.
Oh, of course he is. Of course
just
he is.
Kidding.
He loves you to pieces. He loves you to pieces. He sure does. He sure does, honey. Loves all of us to pieces.
Yeah. So. Anyway, you're all invited to the wedding. If I don't know what's going to happen or whatever.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Well, you better mute me because otherwise you're going to start hearing pots and pans and people asking me questions about food and stuff.
Oh, we need to be where you are.
Yeah, I'm at a steakhouse.
Getting out
so
the pots and pans. Let's go over.
Right up your alley, Jason. I'm at a steakhouse.
Oh boy.
There you go.
I
said him. Go ahead.
I was hearing some guy talk in the background.
Because I'm at work getting specials for the day.
Tell that gentleman
We're having sole with coconut crab sauce and garlic mashed
potatoes.
And the crab stuffed sandals with lime ginger and plain mashed potatoes and short ribs and corn chowder for
and
the
And Tana,
year,
Luke
so.
Wants me to tell you that he loves you.
Oh, Tom, I love him too.
Luke, she says she doesn't like you because you're too skinny. You need to eat something because you look sick.
Oh, no. His glorified body is amazing, so he's good. He's all good. I've seen it. I've got to see it. I didn't know it was my husband at the time, but I did get to see his body before I even knew it was my husband. I'm like, okay, you're a keeper.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I'll take that. Anyway, yeah.
Well, I'm sure. Hopefully in heaven, he won't look as sickly skinny anymore. Looking forward to
that. Oh, no, he doesn't.
I feel sorry when I look at him. I just look like, oh, poor Luke. Nobody beats him.
Oh, no, he's not. No, he's pretty amazing. And he's pretty strong.
No, Luke's a great guy. But, yeah, he's a great guy. I just tease.
Yeah, I know. I know you love each other. We all love each other. I love you all.
Yes.
I wish I was there chatting more with you, but
Yeah, I probably should get back to work.
All right, Tony. Have a good night. We appreciate it.
All right, honey.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling in, sweetie. Bye-bye, love.
Shout out to Jesus, of course, Lord and Savior. Yes, we're coming to you soon.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
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 I love you all. Bye.
Okay, love you, honey. Bye.
Bye. Love you. 413 is going to share with us about heaven.
Okay. Here is something that happens in heaven, and I pray that God gives me the words to convey this. There is a large, like a bird, but something about it is also a lion. And it has, but it has wings, and I fly underneath the wing. And when I am underneath the wing, the image that comes to mind is the image of the of John putting his head on Jesus' heart.
Aww.
And then my head is simply on his heart, and at that point I don't have words. So that's one of my heaven themes. And one of the things that came to me, Jason, when you first proposed this, was I have a couple of other heaven themes, be that as it may, but the thing that came to me was, who are you when you are in heaven? Because you are not the person with this personality. This is an itty-bitty bit. But it was really an interesting question to ask myself when I said, who are you now?
Amen,
and what does it
sister.
Feel? Yeah. But, and also, what does it feel like to be healed? What does it feel like to be absolutely whole and without fear, without pain, without illness, without sorrow, without suffering? What is
the You know, it's interesting. Did you watch that video that we were all talking about the other day, the hour and a half one?
Yeah, I saw it. It was, you know, for me, it was beautiful. But you guys, my heaven is not quite as literal. My it's more a concept. It's less physical. There's less physicality about it. It's more conceptual. My wedding thesis, it's more conceptual. So it doesn't quite line up, although, God, I appreciate it. It's just in mind.
Oh, no, that's what I'm getting at, though. The one thing that really, I was bringing it up for a topic of a point, is where he was talking about walking down into the river of life, and as the water flowed through him, it washed away the scars.
Spot on. I've had that.
I thought that was so cool. And so you can imagine getting to heaven. You get to heaven and you're like, oh, everybody looks so happy and I still feel like a pile of crap. You know, and you're walking around and you're trying to fit in. You know, you're like, hey, I know the heaven handshake. I'm trying to fit in here. And then you go into this water and you get completely healed of all those scars. And so what's left is just the happy you, the childlike you, the you know, all the worldly grown-up nonsense that the world beats on you is gone. I mean, just that's just so awesome. I thought that description was really cool.
Yeah. And can I add one little thing? I had, this was a part of it, an old dream, and I'm not sure if I would take up too much time to tell it. Is it okay?
No, go ahead.
Of course.
I am awakened. I'm in a very large, but very comfy, stone sarcophagus. I was dead. And light comes in, and immediately I am led into this pool. Beautiful. The water, just like Stacy said, the water was exactly, it was blue. It was beautiful, wonderful, life-giving water. And you rose up out of it anew.
Wow.
That's mine.
You know, Mary Kate Baxter, you know, when you read the stuff about her, and a long time ago, I thought she was full of it and threw all her books away. And then I found that I could trust what had happened. So I don't know what was happening to me back then. Maybe the enemy was trying to get at me, but to each his own. Always go to the Lord. But she had talked about how this guy that had gotten saved on his deathbed, and he goes up to heaven, and the angels are playing with him and joking around with him and putting him into his gown, and he's standing there before the Lord, for God, and his head's down and he's crying, and the Lord reaches out his hand, lifts up his head, and wipes away the tears, and he said, "You'll never cry again." And that was so, to me, so touching, because, you know, tears come out of shame and guilt and, you know, just all the scars you've had of your life of being beat down and truly being sincerely sorry for things. And I think that it was so cool as he reaches out, you know, no more tears. Imagine never having to feel like you suck again. You know, the world doesn't get to beat you down.
Right.
Hey, guys. Judy.
Hi,
Judy. Hi, Judy.
I just made a guest appearance because we have somebody in the chat room whose new name Shit is for Christ. I don't know. That kind of sounds like Shit for Christ, huh? But this person in the chat room like keeps private messaging me on the chat and saying, "You need to call in. That's why I came here." And I said, "The show's not about me. Okay? It's not about me. It's about the..." But, my son thinks it's a troll, but I just want to call in.
Oh, he's a troll?
Hi, you guys. I love you guys. Everybody's awesome.
Love you, honey.
Judy,
but yeah,
what has the Lord shown you about heaven?
I saw my glass house. I'm a lot like Rhea in the chat room. She says that she just feels heaven, like the love and stuff. I'm more like that. God lets me feel, you guys, he lets me feel it.
Yeah.
So I don't really get a lot of visuals on it, but I feel heaven. I feel heaven when I talk with you, a lot of you guys. But I also have deeper feelings of heaven. Okay, I'll tell you about the time I was on my couch. Have I shared this one when I got to really feel what heaven's like? Jason, should I go all the way and share it all the way, or is it going to be awkward?
Just share it, yes.
We've come a long way as a family, so I think I'm okay with it. You guys won't think I'm – well, you already know I'm weird, so it's good. But okay, so – you think it's going to be weird, Lugo? I don't have to do it. I don't. Okay.
Let's do it. Seth, tell us.
All right, so I was on my couch, and I'm not the only one that's had this happen to them. Just so you know, once I came out of the closet with it, there was, like, another person that had this happen. So I'm just going to be honest. But I'm not going to say who that other person is, okay?
Okay.
But anyway, so like I said, talking about heaven, he let me actually feel the bliss that we're going to feel. And so I was lying on my couch, and it was a few weeks ago. And he hit me. I was wide awake. I drifted off, and then I woke up with it, and it happened while I was sleeping and while I was awake. He touched my entire body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
My entire body. Every part of my body.
Yeah.
Like every detail. Okay?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
It was weird because, like, even my private parts. Okay, you guys, I'm not, God is not.
No, I understand what you're saying.
What I
want
to tell you is this. The love that God has for us is way beyond sexual love. It's called agape love, okay? It's just perfect love. But God created our entire bodies, and never in my life had he ever touched my entire body. But like, I felt the sensation of God touching every part of my body, and it was awkward. At first I was like, oops, God, don't do that. Like, it was weird because it was like I felt his perfect presence everywhere, and it was awkward. So don't laugh at me in the chat room, okay?
I hear you, okay? I hear
you. Has that happened to you, Pat?
I'm not saying anything, but you're not shocking me at all. Let's just say you're not shocking me at all. I've been never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind. Go ahead.
I had a feeling it was Pat. I had a feeling he did that to you. I know he did it to another guy. I'm not going to say who. But anyway, here's the thing. It wasn't dirty, okay? But
oh,
first
no,
I felt,
it's not. Listen, it's, I mean, it wouldn't
couch,
be.
And at huh. first I felt totally ashamed. Like, instantly I went, God, like, I felt ashamed that God touched every part of my entire body.
Judy, he's healing you. So he'll touch every part of your body to heal you and take out anything that's not him.
Well, what he was doing, you guys, is, I mean, here's the thing. I was sitting there, and I was like, it felt awkward at first because it was every part of my entire body. And it was like, this was perfect bliss, and this is what he was showing me, you guys.
Yeah.
He was showing me this is what heaven is like.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, you have no idea how we're about to feel. And you'll let me feel it, you guys. I swear it was only like 15 seconds because it was so overwhelming, this complete ravishing of my entire body, soul, and spirit, and physical body as well, you guys. That is God's love. I had it happen to me. If anybody else wants to confess, they have. It's okay because it's not dirty and gross, but I never thought I would share it because people would
tell you
in context, and people would say, oh, Judy, you know, that's disgusting. But the thing is, it's like
no,
it's never
listen
happened
to me. I'm going to give you
hold on. Let me just finish really quick. It's never happened again. It only happened once, and it was like literally it couldn't be more than 15 seconds because it was so overwhelming, and God was telling me this is about my consummation.
Right.
Okay? When you get married, you consummate your marriage. And in an earthly marriage, you consummate it with, you know, sexual expression. Well, God's about to consummate it with us, and it's not a sexual expression. However, he is consummating our entire body with him. Like, he's consummating who we are, you guys. And he let me feel that for, like, 15 seconds. I freaked out, okay? And I finally got the nerve up.
But it's spiritual. It's spiritual. It's spiritual. It's, but it's intense. In fact, you will feel more than, let's say, the consummation of a man and a woman. You will feel that all through your body, like your soul, your heart. It's like a more of a thing you feel in your heart and your soul, but it goes through your whole being. I wanted to tell you, let me tell you, there's some things that he and I have not read to you that are very, 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 very Song of Solomon, okay? Because I might as well tell you what he says in here, okay? Because you're going to feel good. He said to Gabrielle, because she said, okay, we're all in love with him. And he said to her, I know the one secret that you have is that you can't love me the way you really want to love me. And he says, don't worry about it. He says, I will take total possession of you. You take total possession of me. And he says, he talks about the Song of Solomon and the seraphim's dart. We know what he's talking about. The Song of Solomon, where do you want me to give you my love? But this is a spiritual thing. But he will let you feel totally ecstasy from head to toe, and it's a spiritual consummation, and it's being the bridegroom. And he said, I know how you feel, that you, I know how you want to love me. I mean, come on, we know what we're talking about. And he says, and even though it's not that way, he lets it happen to you in a very deep spiritual way that you feel that completely. Okay? And it's as pure as crystal, warm as the brightest star. It's heavenly, but it's there. Let's just say it's there. He's the bridegroom. Okay? I hope that answers your question, because he talks about the Song of Solomon and the seraphim's dart. We know what that means. And he said that you will feel this in a spiritual way. And he says many people close this book because they can't believe all the love in here and how he expresses his love. And he also says, listen to this. He says, how would you like to fall asleep in my arms every night and let your fall asleep on my heart and have your eyelids close on my face? And he says, I'll keep you very close. We don't need an explanation of what all that means, okay? But again, it's in a very spiritual way, but this is a very intimate God. This is a very intimate God. And I knew I couldn't read any of this from here because people will say, what the heck are you talking about? But it's spiritual. It's spiritual. He is an intimate bridegroom. He created the intimacy that a man and woman shares, and he fashions his church on the union of man and woman. So anything he makes is pure and beautiful and wonderful. I mean, he loves intimacy. He loves love. So you might as well put it right out there. This is a divine lover of our souls, and what you feel is very spiritual, very pure, but he doesn't play. He will let you feel everything. He will. He will. He will. Okay?
Thank you.
So be at peace. I know exactly what you're talking about. I have been around a long time.
I have a feeling. You know what, you guys? Honestly, it was so overwhelming. Like,
yes.
I, I've had a few situations here since God fell on this house. You know, it's 114 days now. And I've had
Judy, I knew this already. I knew this already about you. I knew this. Yeah, I knew this.
I had a few situations here, you guys, where it was so overwhelming that I had to ask the Lord to stop. Like, this other time that he hit me, it had nothing to do with touching my whole body. It was just there was so much overwhelming love that I could not, literally, I can't function. I still have to make food for my son. I still have to clean the house and feed the cats, you know.
Right.
And I had to tell God, I said, either you have to make the body able to contain all of this that you're pouring out on me, or you have to stop, or you just have to come get me. I want you to just come get me. I don't really want to stop. But you guys, God, when I'm not joking, when I'm telling you that God wants to touch your five senses, and he will. If you believe
he will. No, you're not, honey, you're not alone. I know other stories of saints and everything, and you're right on the money. Yeah, so don't feel weird. Don't feel that this is anything. This is a spiritual, it's spiritual consummation. He's very intimate, God. It's very pure.
He's very intimate, and he's very pure. And I just want to say a lot of people, there's a couple people that are confessing that. Just tell me.
Maybe some of this stuff is, you know, personal and private.
Oh, my God. I even laugh like a donkey now. Did you hear that? I'm all...
Great.
Oh, my God.
And just real quick, I don't want to break up this story because I'm on the edge of my seat with it. But Katie's on here, and she has something to say. Katie, tell us about heaven.
Oh, hey. Well, I can't wait to go to heaven, man, but I had a dream I wanted to share with y'all.
Sure.
So I just woke up, and Dustin really is the one that wanted me to share this because I wasn't planning on it. I didn't really – I think it's significant, but it wasn't – he was like, oh, it's really significant, share it. I was like, okay. Well, I was – in my dream I was talking to someone, and I was, you know – talking about how Al-Qaeda is perpetrated by our own government, and I was getting on Facebook, and I was, like, typing out to everyone, like, you know, it's an inside job, Al-Qaeda is perpetrated by our own government, prepare ye way of the Lord, and, like, I was, like, saying all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, later on in the dream, I was having a one-on-one conversation with someone, and I was, like, trying to tell him, like, you know that, right? Like, you know Al-Qaeda is perpetrated by our own government and all this stuff. And they were like, no, I didn't know that. And then they were like, yeah, wow. Well, I'm really worried about China. And I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. Well, then later on in the dream, like, the last thing I heard before I woke up was, what is he right about? And I was like, what is that talking about, you know? Like, I don't get it. And so then I woke up and Dustin was calling me. I woke up to Dustin calling me. So then I went back to sleep, and then I started realizing, you know, what is he right about? Dustin Wright's calling me, you know. And then I wasn't going to answer. I was about to go back to sleep, and then he called me again, and he never does that. And so I was like, whoa. So, yeah, Dustin was like, yeah, you need to share that and let him know, like, what is he right about, you know, because obviously, you know, he feels pretty confident he's right about all this stuff he's saying. And so I was just going to share that and see y'all.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Katie.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you. Hey, you guys. So, Pat?
Yes, dear. Yes, honey.
I'm just going to say one more time, because now that I got it, I don't even feel so, it feels great. So, yes, I'm sitting on
my... No, you're not alone. Honey, you're not alone. I've read this from other things. I see the intimacy in here. It's very pure. It's totally pure. But it's totally there.
I really want to share how it happened. I'm laying there, and he touches every part of my body and my private parts, and gives what?
You're breaking up, honey.
It was, okay, never mind, you guys. Just know that God loves you, and we're going to feel really good for all of eternity. We're going to feel it in every part of our body, the love and the power of God. It's so look forward to it. It's going to be great. Yeah. There's going to be nothing like heaven. But right now, just live in faith, and, you know, God will tickle you. He'll touch you if you ask him. Say, God, I want you to ravish my entire body. I want to feel you in every solid fiber. And guess what? He will, you guys, because he loves you.
Yes.
Trust me, it's overwhelming. You're going to have to tell him to stop sometimes just because it's like it's overwhelming, but God loves you guys, and he's really wanting to pour it out. So just believe that, okay? That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
I'm going to get off.
Okay. Amen.
Oh, that's too bad. I was hoping we'd go on and on about that. That's too bad.
Yeah, you have to realize how pure and beautiful and heavenly this is, and that, you know, we're one with him. Every fiber of our being, every cell, our soul, our spirit is one with him. We are him, you know, if you want to look at it that way, you know. And there's people that they said that they met Jesus, and they just, both of them disappear as a vapor and wrap around each other in the air. I mean, with all the sensations of just this pure, beautiful love of union, you know. And everything is very pure. I mean, God is very pure, and everything he is about you is very pure. But, you know, he loves us. Bottom line, he loves us. And the more you let him into your life and trust and whatever, the more love you're going to feel. But it's very beautiful. It's very pure. So that's a purity. You got to burn that into your soul, you know, purity, because he's a God of great purity. But he loves us madly, you know. He loves us madly. And love is a gift. Any form of pure love is a gift, you know. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. The Lord filled me with his spirit before. It feels absolutely amazing. And, you know, I'm glad that...
for everybody. Yeah. This is very pure, very pure. But he talks about that in he and I. You know, I mean, I'm not going to read any of those parts because people will, like, they may not understand it. They think it's too intense. That he's you know, what are you reading? Like, well, I'm reading about love. How he loves us, you know, and things that he said to her. She took her a lot of courage to put down the words in this book. And then this was in the 1950s, you know, that she wrote down all these words and people. And all this is approved, like nothing is against anything in here. Theologians have looked at this book and said, you know, it's absolutely beautiful, you know, but it's intense. There's parts that are intense, and it's about his love. And he understands how we feel, the hunger and thirst we have for him, to be one with him, you know. And, you know, it's intense. It can be very intense. But it's pure as crystal, warm as the brightest star, with the one who is purer than crystal, warmer than the brightest star. But, you know, because I've read all this stuff before. I've read, you know, lives of some of the saints and stuff. And he's there. And he loves us.
No.
And, yeah,
there's nothing wrong with,
beautiful.
You know, sharing experiences that are amazing with the Lord.
No, there's nothing wrong.
There's nothing that.
But you
know
what it is?
No.
It's not your everyday conversation. It's, you know, not everyone will understand that. You know, there's people who might look at it and go, what are you talking about? You're crazy. But we're not. We're not crazy. We're just in love. And he's in love with us. And we'll leave it at that. That's the being in love. What happens when you're in love? We don't have to answer that either. You know, you just want more and more and more of the person. You just want to, I say I'd like to climb inside you and sit beside your beautiful eyes and just make our very selves be one. You know, I can't be one enough. And that's pure as crystal, what I said to him, you know. And it's like a lot of us feel that you just can't get enough of him, and you want as much of him as you can, and you want to be like that song that just came on, you know, like the wrong channel, and there's that song. I mean, the words of that song are like, oh, boy, that's about love. You know, exactly what it is. But it's absolutely lovely, absolutely lovely. When you think this creator, powerful being of the universe is a God of love, you know, yeah, he's a God of love. He loves to be loved, and he loves to love us.
Yes, he is,
know?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. It's all about love. And the more you delve into being, you know, in his will and in his love and inviting him into your life and into your heart, you're going to know this love more and more. I'll just leave it at that. You know, you're going to You're gonna feel, it's a spiritual sensation that will go all through you. It's a very spiritual sensation, you know. But it's in the book
too. Awesome.
It's in this book. I won't read it because it people might not understand it. They'll think like, that's way over the top. I am like a little bit like wondering, what are you reading? And I said, I'm just reading about love, how much he loves us. So I understand, Judy. I understand exactly where she's coming from. You know, because I've read all this before. I know. I'll leave it at that. Yeah.
No,
we just have a little
great.
Talk with the Lord.
Screaming for. Rain is screaming for communion, so what a wonderful time to
do
communion.
That. Yes. 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 Total oneness in communion. Mm-hmm.
So 1 Corinthians 11:23, Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. Let us eat together. The cup of the new covenant is Jesus Christ's blood shed for you. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. Let us drink together. Go ahead, Pat.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Beloved Jesus, how can we ever thank you enough for all the gifts and graces of your of your many faceted lights of love to us, your divine love and all the prisms of the colors that grace our souls, your light of love shining through us as a beacon of hope to the ones we meet throughout each day we live. hold on, I have to turn the paper. Let your light shine in our eyes as we look with your eyes on others, as you gaze on others. Let them feel the warmth of you, of your love in our words and gestures of love, our Jesus. Amen and amen. Alleluia, alleluia.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to explain the awkwardness that comes from this. That's nothing wrong with what Judy's explaining, because in what Pat is talking about, I think it's a wonderful thing that occurs. And Judy, I thank you for really talking about heaven and staying focused on the topic that we had tonight. I think that was really great how you shared all those things about heaven, and then, you know, talked about that wonderful experience. And that, I hope you note the sarcasm in my voice. You know, those things are shared. It is wonderful. Everything the Lord does, it's not like it's dirty. It's not like it's nasty.
Oh, of
it's
course
just,
not.
It's sharing in the Lord's love. And
yes,
he
but
did.
It's
when
getting,
Judy said it happened to one other person, when Judy said it happened to one other person, it was me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't exactly what she talks about it, but there was when I was telling you guys about the time that he filled me with the Spirit, I was laying in bed and I wasn't breathing for a couple
right.
minutes.
I know what happened to you.
Yeah, it was the completely excited. It's not even an excited feeling. It's an overwhelmed feeling, and
yes.
That's what I'm saying. You didn't even have to breathe.
Right.
And it wasn't like
I
the
knew.
Humanly, fleshly version. It was a spiritual
no.
version.
It's spiritual. This is spiritual. That is very important for people to know. This is a spiritual infilling that just fills you with joy from head to toe, excessive joy from head to toe. It's a spiritual gift. It's a spiritual love. It's a spiritual indwelling and filling you to completion. That it's even beyond what you could have you know, even with husband and wife. It's something so pure and beautiful, and it just fills you completely, 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 you know. And it's like nothing. This is a taste of heaven. It's like having heaven on earth. It's like just a total oneness that you share, but it's a spiritual thing. It's a totally spiritual and pure thing. You know, and that's, you've got to understand that. People have to understand that. We're not talking about anything but a spiritual oneness that he shares with you, your soul with his soul, you know.
Exactly.
It's,
just, you know,
it's greater
Stacey's
than anything
you'll
ever
wants
feel
to
on
hear
earth.
More. Hold on, Pat. Hold
yeah.
on, Pat. You know, Stacey said she was curious about it, and really, I just felt the Holy Spirit on me that night. I was laying there, and it was really strong, and I was like, thank you, Lord, and it came, you know, the whole Holy Spirit feeling came on even stronger. And then I was like, well, you know, well, Lord, and it came very, very strong, and then it just became completely overwhelming. It was,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't breathing, and I wasn't out of breath when after everything
oh.
was over. And the only thing that I can use to describe it as similar, and similar is what Judy's talking about, is that
yeah.
is that feeling, because you detached from everything in the world. And it stayed that way for a couple of minutes. And I asked the Lord, I was like, Lord, what are you doing? And he said, I'm loving you.
Exactly. That's exactly what he's doing. He's loving us. Yeah.
And so... it's not the same as our own human version of it, but it's that complete...
it's a spiritual version. It's a spiritual
yes,
version.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's like the Holy Spirit on steroids. And
yes.
It's a pretty crazy experience. I hope everybody gets to it, because quite honestly, it's just amazing to feel that much of the Holy Spirit. And
yes.
I don't think we walk around in heaven all the time that way, because I don't
no,
see how you can
no,
get anything
don't.
Done.
No, we don't. This is a special gift now and then. You know, and it's, as I say, it's like the Song of Solomon on steroids. Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah.
so, you know, go to the Lord with it, guys. It, you know, this stuff
yes,
here, to me,
to
it's a very personal thing, and I don't mind sharing
yes,
it.
It is.
But it's a personal
it's
thing.
It's
go to him with it.
It's gotten out. It's good that people know that this exists. And it's very pure. It's very pure.
And so you don't have
there.
To share it, guys, if it happens to you personal. To me, it's a very personal thing,
oh,
and,
yes,
and I've
is.
Shared it with a couple people. But it's just, to me, it's, you know, that's something
it's
personal.
It's all in the realm
like
of
what,
heaven.
What my, hold on.
Yeah.
It's just like me and, you know, what me and my wife, and what we have is very personal, and I look at it
of
to be
course.
The same thing. It's not a nasty topic for me. It's just something I don't discuss.
No, most people don't, because they know people wouldn't understand it. You know, they wouldn't, because they, even if they do have, they wouldn't talk, because it's so personal. You know, it's very personal. Yeah. But quite a few people have had this. I mean, you read the lives of the saints and stuff, and it's, yeah, this happens. This is a spiritual oneness, spiritual intimacy, spiritual consummation, but it's something that touches the heart, the soul, the mind, you know, just goes, it's all through you, you know. And it's just a spiritual gift that he gives you, you know. He knows when he talks about it in here. Okay, but I won't read it, because people will think it's so over the top, you know. And I won't. I'll just read all the other stuff, you know. But it's very beautiful and it's very pure, you know. And like you said, people will close this book when they read some of the words of how he loves us, and they won't understand, you know. Me, I can't get, you know, I just keep reading it. It's like, oh, dear God, I'm so in love. You know, it's like, you know, I understand. I understand where everybody's coming from. Trust me. And it's pure as crystal, warm as the brightest star. It really is. But this is a different aspect. This is a deeper aspect of your walk with God, you know. And it's very beautiful.
Amen.
It's very beautiful. You know, I wish more people would come out and talk about it.
There's a lot of things that a lot of people experience behind closed doors, and the things
mm-hmm.
that they do in the walk with the Lord that they don't share.
No. Mm-hmm.
And I always want people to feel comfortable doing that. And you know, some of these things are amazing. Some of them are just things that you don't think anybody understand. Like, oh, the Lord lets me, you know, play Grand Theft Auto because it's not He doesn't see it as being evil when I'm doing it. It's just a video game. And other people would look at that and go, oh, there's no way that person could be a Christian when all this stuff's happening. So whether it's this, you know, that kind of experience or a personal experience with the Lord like
God
that.
God knows your heart. God knows your heart. He knows your
exactly.
heart.
Exactly.
He knows what you're doing, and he knows, you know, he's with you with it. So, you know, that's between you and him, you know. Everybody has a separate walk, an individual walk, and you can't judge one from the other. You can't say, oh, well, you know, this is that, and you're doing that, well, you're that, you shouldn't be. Yeah, no, that doesn't exist. Whatever you have with the Lord is what you have with the Lord, and there are no judgments or condemnations or even opinions. You just, what you have with the Lord is what you have, and what somebody else has is what they have. You're on a different level. You're on a different, you know, phase of personality with him and union with him. So that's that. You know, don't no two are alike, ever, 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 ever. So, you know, you can't judge or say anything about anyone with their walk with the Lord. You know, if they have a sincere walk with the Lord, that's what they have. And you have what you have. And there might be similarities, but there definitely are differences. And some are more entrenched in him than others are. Let's put it that way, you know. Yeah. But the others
love
will
you guys.
One
see
day
you in the morning.
Yeah. Okay.